catcher, no doubt. I'd bet on it. You need to get back out there. She wouldn't do just that one thing. It would leave her too vulnerable.
Huh?
My turn to make funny noises. She's got to know we can get in and out of there whenever we want. She has to cover her sweet little ass. Go see what she's up to before she really gets going.
On my way, boss.
I drank some sugar water and went out. Smoke did not want to go back to Overlook. I got my way. I tricked him, sort of, by ducking back to the forecatcher pushed away into his awareness. Then I zipped forward and watched the shadow explode off Long Shadow's pinky. It went for Howler. It hit Howler. Howler howled, and fought it off somehow. It darted at Narayan Singh, who shrieked as it struck him. Howler and Catcher together forced the animate darkness away from the deceiver. Singh lapsed into unconsciousness immediately. The shadow wasn't whipped yet. It struck at the daughter of night. The instant she screamed, the ghost world began to fill with the stench of Kena. A cyclone of rage roared toward Overlook. Smoke squeaked, "She is the darkness," and away we went, streaking out of there like a shaft from a ballista. We went high, and we went north, and we went fast. The fireworks at the Shadow Gate vanished behind the Danda Presh. We were north of Dejagore before I could exert any control. The ghost world had become one protracted whimper for my steed. He was fleeing somewhere where he expected to be safe. Somewhere that the deepest part of him recalled from days when he was still an ordinary mortal. He had only just begun to respond to directions when we drifted into the palace. The palace was a beehive. Priests and guards and functionaries rushed everywhere. There was excitement out on the city streets, too. Shadar watchmen roamed in packs, making arrests by the score. This bore closer examination. I checked the prisoners. A few seemed vaguely familiar. I dipped around in time and discovered that they were being collected in the empty Black Company barracks. I found some definitely familiar faces in the crowd there. They were all people who'd been friendly to the company. I zipped around for a look at the Radisha, ran back in time to the beginning. Near as I could tell, her adventure had been going on for only a short while, though she'd spent hours earlier getting her assets positioned. Actual arrests commenced just about the time Soulcatcher strolled into Long Shadow's chamber at Overlook. Sleepy. Shit. I sped to Bondo Trong's warehouse. Sleepy had not been arrested. Not yet. Several Shadar were in the neighborhood. They were looking for Sleepy. Their curses left me no doubt that they were after him specifically, but they couldn't find his hiding place. I went after the kid. I gave it everything I could. If it worked in the swamp, it ought to work in the city. I got right down there in his face and screamed. I tried to mess his hair and pull his ears. He spooked. So he did happen to be out of the way when the watchman arrived, though he was still close enough to overhear and understand. I didn't wait around. He had sense enough to saddle up and get out of town and never mind waiting for an answer from Sari. I grabbed Smoke by the ectoplasmic short hairs and headed south. He wasn't even a little bit eager to go. I returned to my flesh. The old man was waiting for me.
What's the word?
Kena was coming. Smoke spooked. He headed north. I just got back. The shit's flying up there, too.